given the feedback that we heard from that process. Because it's not, the what is not only important, but it's also the how. And when the community feels engaged, you want them, you want your 1,000+ families behind you, and there's such great wind in your sails. And if you have the opportunity to do that right, then I say do it, because whatever other asks you're going to have down the line, they're going to be that much more behind you. So I think with the investors, the possible, I guess I hear you, sir, in terms of the worst case scenario fear, but does that really have any basis given all the goodwill that Dimitri has established over time? I don't see an investor walking away at this point, because you have a great thing going here. I just visited the school about maybe 3 weeks ago. And went on a tour. I had been in the new buildings, and I saw some great culture, some great learning at a time when students were probably, like, you know, flaking off because it's the end of the school year. But I saw kids engaged, and Denise asked if that message could be shared with the whole school, and I said, fine, that's what I saw. So I can, you know, but all that to say is if you have the opportunity to engage stakeholders, to make the how as important as the what, then I think it serves a purpose and serves you well as a body.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
You must come to every meeting.
Thank you. Can we make you an honorary member?
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
That will be a compliment.
I did adjust the wording. Tell me what you think about this. Motion to establish a succession committee to evaluate a position of a consultant, employee, or honorary role and the effect on Odyssey Charter School and the relationship with the investors and other community members, with consideration given to a specific skill set and current and future projects.
You took Dimitri's
so you took Dimitri's
I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need some back in there.
The reality is it does. Has to be done properly.
Yeah.
That's what we're all
going to
do.
I mean,
he is an issue. Isn't
yeah.
He?
Well, that's only there for guidance.
He is an issue.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just so that we have something that we can work with.
So it's fine in there?
That gives the committee direction. And they know what they look for. I mean, we defined it.
Because I think what your question was, though, earlier, George, was did it feel like with his name in the motion that there was any preconceived notions that he was going to be put into that role for sure. I think that's what you were asking, if that felt like that, right?
Yeah,
but upon removal of it, you're saying it actually was better with it.
No,
is
no,
what
no
you're
I didn't
saying?
Say that. I just want to, I don't know how to articulate it properly.
What
I
what
do think
say,
he is an issue, but I
how did
I,
you
I
read
think,
it the first time? With
okay.
The name in it?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I copied it in case it. What if we did this?
I copied and pasted it.
Well, I mean, I have both versions in front of me. I did not lose it, so.
Make him a separate...
separate
title.
Motion?
Maybe he should be a separate title.
There's another motion that deals specifically with him and if he has an honorary role. There's another one that I didn't read yet.
So
do you want to hear the other one?
What if,
no, no.
What if we did...
another community members with consideration given to roles... to roles previously fulfilled. By Dimitri Dandelos in the position of board chairman or board president. Yeah.
No, previously fulfilled in his position.
Yeah, previously.
Okay. Previously is the best.
We don't need to be redundant.
Instead of the relationship, when we say its relationship, so we're talking about the school relationship.
I think we were talking about this role
and
the position and the relationship. And the roles.
Relationship. guess what's confusing now, the way it's currently drafted, is and the effect on Odyssey Charter School and the role's relationship with the investors.
Instead of and, just put in a comma, the effects. And.
Oh. I like what you're saying now. I understand what you're saying. Try this.
Well, wait till Joe gets back. You have to decide if
you'd like to, or if someone would like to put forth this motion. Motion to.
Wait till Joe gets in.
Oh, he left.
Wait, did he just click it?
Hang on, Joe.
We're having a secret meeting now.
He's behind door number two.
Joe. He maybe walked all the way around. Maybe he walked around.
Oh, exactly. It's like, which door do I go in?
All right,
in facilities.
I think we're just punched wrong.
Motion to establish a succession committee to evaluate a position of a consultant, employee, or honorary role and the effect on Odyssey Charter School, its relationship with the investors and other community members, with consideration given to roles previously fulfilled by Dimitri Dandelos in the position of OCS Board President.
I still hesitate on the name, and George and I were speaking, and I don't want to speak for George, but I think like in the mindset that we need to be very clear and not looking as if this was some sort of prearrangement already, I think the name needs to be taken out.
So previously fulfilled by
the previous
OCS board president?
Or do we need to be more broad and say something like,
bad position of consultant player on the fact?
Because we don't even know if we haven't even established if the position is needed at this point. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm
in the weeds here.
Maybe one motion.
Previously fulfilled by Dimitri Dandelos. Yes, that's good.
So Tammy, try it one more time. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Motion to establish a succession committee to evaluate a position of a consultant, employee, or honorary role and the effect on Odyssey Charter School, its relationship with the investors and other community members, with consideration given to roles previously fulfilled by Dimitri Dandelos in the position of OCS board president. A contrary thing, or another thing, could be, again, with consideration given to roles previously fulfilled by the board president.
I don't know if we need that. Why can't we say the possible need and then chop it off and take out the width part.
So I think it's George's motion.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. That's my motion.
Okay, so that's your first. Who's your second?
I still second.
Okay.
Where's the comma?
Okay. It's George's motion, Mike's second. Is there a vote? All in favor? Is there any discussion? Do we need any more additional discussion?
Tammy, can you elaborate on what your opposition to that wording is?
I just think that here, if you're saying that we need to find a candidate to fill a role that this individual already had, I think it's alluding to the fact that we are creating a position to put this person back in the position which he already had. I don't think it is I think it's transparent to everyone that, hey, we're just creating a position for Dimitri, and that ultimately he is going to be this person in this role.
I mean, that's just part of the consideration. That's just part of it.
But it shouldn't even be a part. It should be
it has to be. That's the whole reason why we're here.
Well, we're here today. That's the whole reason why we were here today, is to discuss the future.
No,
to discuss a transition. Right,
exactly.
But I don't think that the discussion of the transition solely relies on Dimitri and Nate.
I agree. So that's why it's a part.
Yeah.
Consideration given to it. That's the way that I read it.
Yeah, I don't think it should be in there at all.
Well, I think what it's saying is, These are the roles he previously filled. Now where?
Right. I mean, if you look at this 20 years from now, you could say, oh, maybe Dimitri passed away. I mean, it's part of like the it gives a context in my mind.
If you guys can have it the way you want it.
Let me just ask a quick question, George, maybe for clarity. In terms of including the name of Dimitri, were you looking to focus, as the question that Tammy asked, you know, to focus on Dimitri as the candidate, or were you trying to allude to the roles and skill sets that he brought to the table in his prior function, which is what this committee would be looking at?
Yes.
You see, I think the word consideration may be the word that is creating the challenge, because when you're thinking consideration and there's a name, it makes
that connection. It smacks to me as if.
But what we're looking at, the roles and skill sets played,
fulfilled. It says fulfilled
by Dimitri in that. That might clear things up, that we're focusing on the roles and skills that he demonstrated or played in his capacity. Now, how to capture that is different. If that was what you intended, George, I just want to make sure if that was what you intended.
His roles and responsibilities, why has his name in there? If not, then
you have to enumerate him. No. But I think it's a question of the clarity.
Well, I think ultimately the committee needs a list anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of what are the things that are being done. Because again, I said we can speculate all we want, but we couldn't really do an exhaustive list.
Okay. I agree with Tammy with the way the motion currently is phrased, recognizing that I helped craft it. Gives a suggestion that I don't think the board is intending to give.
About.
Which is that a particular person is being considered, as opposed to a succession plan in light of that of a particular person's leaving the organization.
Roles fulfilled by previous OCS board chairman, board president, and then parentheses Dimitri Donalds. I don't know. Or don't have his name in there.
Yeah, I think if you say that, you don't necessarily need his name.
Yeah, just take away his name and say roles fulfilled by previous.
Board president. And that removes the expectancy of the next board president to fill Dimitri's shoes, which, frankly, I don't think any of us have the time or the skill sets to do what he had done. So that's a lot of big shoes to fill.
That's going to come out in terms of the position.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why we're doing this.
To the second one.
We need to establish what he's been doing with the school.
Your honorary rule.
We don't want to
lose that. OCS. Previously filled by WCS.
You like the filled or filled? What do you like better?
Fulfilled is fine. And can you put, should we put the years he was board president?
Oh, Lord.
No.
He's been doing roles a lot longer than that, though. Is the thing.
Me too.
By the previous?
Previous. Yeah, is that what it says? Previous.
No, it doesn't say that. Previous. Oh, but previously is in there.
Previously. Mm-hmm. She's got two.
How about roles fulfilled by the pre?
Roles previous.
Fulfilled by the previous. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
How's the English?
All right, let's read that one more.
All right, ready? It's shorter. Motion to establish a succession committee to evaluate a position of a consultant, employee, or honorary role and the effect on Odyssey Charter School, its relationship with the investors, and other community members, with examination of roles fulfilled by the previous OCS board president.
I think part, maybe the other word in there that perhaps...
I took out consideration.
I know, but it's still, but, and I know we liked the word evaluate, but I wonder if it's better, more accurate, less suggestive to say, instead of...
maybe analyze.
Motion to establish a success in training, to evaluate.
No, evaluate the need for.
Oh, sorry.
Is that better?
No, instead of evaluate, to consider
it's a
touch the need.
Screen. No. I'm too close to that.
To consider the need for. So, motion to establish a succession committee to consider the need.
To consider if there is a need. That's
or if there is
a
need. Sure,
like,
sure.
The way it's written now, it's almost like an assumption that it is needed.
Right, as opposed to.
We should discuss if it is needed.
Right.
So that's the better way to do it, right?
Right.
Well, this success. So, the way it reads, will this committee only say yet or is a need? There won't be a recommendation? We need a recommendation. Motion to establish.
Well, that might come after. I don't know. This might be
there's
a pretty
a
big task.
Yeah. Motion. That's all in the plan.
I mean, you could add to it if you wanted to.
Motion to establish a section committee to consider if there's a need.
I could say something like, and if so, to
establish a position or whatever.
To recommend.
If needed, a recommendation. And if needed, the committee will provide recommendations.
For candidates? Just recommendations?
For the position.
For the position.
That could be just about the position, not about the person. If you're expecting for possible candidates or candidate, then that's a different thing than for the providing recommendations for the position. Or for filling the position.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Recommendation to fill the position.
Because they're already supposed to make recommendations.
But shouldn't it be both a recommendation about what the position is and then potentially who?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be right. Motion to establish a succession committee to consider if there's a need for a position of a consultant employee or honorary role and the effect of such position on OCS, its relationship with its investors and other community members, with an examination of roles fulfilled by the previous OCS president. And if needed, the committee will provide recommendations for a specific position and to fill the position.
We're not going to make that two sentences. Seems very run-on.
Maybe, it's a little long. Motion to establish a succession committee to consider if there is a need for a position of a consultant, employee, or honorary role, and the effect of such a position on Odyssey Charter School, its relationship with its investors, and other community members, with examination of roles fulfilled by the previous OCS board president. And if needed, the committee will provide recommendations for a specific position and to fill the position.
That's
I don't like that. It is set off with dashes. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm good with that one.
All right.
And I'm good with the second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Please
not. Where's that comma?
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
What's the final count, Laura?
I haven't voted. I'm in favor.
No, I don't think you have that right.